Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, I hope you all are well. Welcome back to another beautiful episode of this silsila, Madani Qaida. And as you know, for those of you who are with us and who are punctual with this silsila, in this silsila, inshallah, our aim, our objective is to recite the glorious Quran correctly, with its proper makharij of each letter, with the proper rules and laws, applying them, what we call a tajweed as well. These lessons and this Madani Qaida is designed for this. If you don't have a Madani Qaida, please do obtain one from Maktabatul Madina, which is the bookshop and the publications department of Dawud Islami, or online, dawudislami.net. You can visit this website and download it for free in your devices, inshallah, azza wa jal. And even then, if you don't have access to the internet, you can follow on screen as well. So do please take out your Madani Qaidas. Before we continue into today's lesson, please do make good intentions. Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas al-Tar Qadri, Salamul Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, has emphasized on this time and time again of making good intentions. And you and me as well. Let us make good intentions now that I'm participating in the silsila, I'm listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi wa Alihi wa Sallam. And what I learn, I will try my best to practice, inshallah, azza wa jal, and teach others. Any other good intentions, if you can think of, make it now to gain maximum rewards, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, there are many benefits and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite Durood e Pak, or salawat, or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is mentioned in a beautiful narration that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, the person who will be closest to me will be that person who would have recited durood and salat upon me in abundance. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who does not want to be in the closeness and nearness of the most beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially on the day of judgment, when we will need his assistance and his help? Here is one way. Yes, absolutely, we must establish the fara'id in our lives. We must establish salah and all these necessary things, these necessary duties that we as Muslims must do, that we must establish. But increase in your recitation of Durood e Pak and Salawat as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, this will benefit us in this world, in the grave, and in the hereafter, Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, thus far, we have completed up to page 32. And that is lesson number 14. Today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we are going to go over lesson number 15, which is the cases of Meem Sakin. What are the cases of Meem Sakin? We will discuss in a moment or two with their examples. Inshallah, which is found on page 33 and 34. You may follow in your devices, in your Madani Qaidas, or on screen as well. Before we get into the actual lesson, let us first understand what are the cases of the Meem Sakin. Alright, there are three cases regarding the Meem Sakin. Idgham-e-Shafawi, Ikhfa'i Shafawi and Izhar-i Shafawi. What does this mean? Now these terms, for many people it will be a little bit difficult because they are new terms. Anything new, we must adjust to it. But with revision and repetition, inshallah azawajal, these terms will become well known to us and we'll understand its meaning. So, Idgham-i Shafawi is when another meme is present after a meme sakin. Now picture this. Picture it that you have a meme sakin. Okay? Meme with a jazm on the top. And after this, there's another meme. So, Idgham-i Shafawi will take place within the meme sakin and ghunna will be done. Very simple. Idgham-i Shafawi, you have a meme sakin. After this, there's another meme. So that meme sakin, ghunna will be done there. Because Idgham-i Shafawi is taking place. Now, Ikhfa-i Shafawi, if there is a ba after a meme sakin, so you have a meme sakin, and after it is a ba. Now, Ikhfa-i Shafawi will take place within that meem sakin and ghunna will be done. So in both these cases, idgham-i shafawi and ikhfa-i shafawi, we are going to do ghunna on that meem sakin. Because if after the meem sakin there's a ba or a meem, ghunna will take place in that meem sakin. However, izhar-i shafawi, if any letter other than a ba or meem, if any other letter besides the ba and meem is present after a meem sakin, then izhar-i shafawi will take place on that meem sakin and ghunna will not take place. Understand? Very simple. Idgham-i shafawi and ikhfa-i shafawi, ghunna will take place, and izhar-i shafawi, ghunna will not take place. Right, so this, inshallah azza wa jal, we will see in the examples that follow. Alright, the examples that you see on page 33 and 34 are very simple, and it is a motherly request to you to please revise this, preferably by spelling each letter with its harakat, with its symbols and signs and its syllables. Break the word down into its syllables as well, how we normally do. I'll give you the example of the first one, and thereafter, in your own time, I do hope you take out that little time, inshallah azza wa jal, and revise in that manner. Because in the beginning, when we are learning, this helps us to correctly pronounce each letter and each word with its correct makharij, inshallah azza wa jal. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hamza. Noon, Fatha, An. Ta, Meem, Dhamma, Tum. Antum. Meem, Dha, Dhamma, Mudh. Mudh. Antum, Mudh. لام كسرة لي أنتم مذ لي ميم واو ضم مو أنتم مذ لي مو نون فتحة ن أنتم مظلمون أنتم مظلمون. Alright, this is another beautiful example. أنتم. Why are we stretching the sound and elongating the sound here? Why are we pulling the sound? Do you know? Do you remember? Look at the noon sakin. After it is ta. And ta is part of which letters? The 15 ikhfa letters. And what did we learn already? That when any of the 15 ikhfa letters appear after a noon sakin or tanween, then Hunna will take place. And Hunna means we will pull the sound of that Noon Sakin up to the extent of one Alif. Therefore we are pulling and saying Antum. And nasalization must take place. This is Hunna. That sound, that pulling sound or that sound of elongation must take place and emanate from the nose area, the nasal area. Alright, furthermore, Antum. Here as well, why are we applying Hunna? Because we can see the Meem Sakin, and we just learnt now that Idgham Shafawi is taking place, that there's a Meem Sakin, and after this there's another Meem. Therefore, Hunna will take place on that or within that Meem Sakin. And therefore, we are stretching the sound. Antum Mudh Mudh Dha is part of the Huruf Musta'aliyah. And those seven letters which are Huruf Musta'aliyah must always be pronounced with a thicker tone, a full mouth. Mudh. Right? Keep the makhraj of each letter in mind. This is very important. Limuna. Here as well, why are we pulling? Limuna. We are pulling or elongating the sound up to one alif because we can see the waw sakin and before it is a dhamma. So this is waw madda. Do you remember the lesson on the letters of madda? These things we must revise, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. And therefore we are elongating the sound, we are pulling the sound up to one alif. In this manner, try to identify each example. Try to look for what rule is applying here, what law is applying here, what is the makhraj of this letter, how do I pronounce this letter. Since we are in that stage of learning, this is a learning stage, so we must do these things. So inshallah azza wa jal, once we start reading the glorious Quran, we won't really need to do that. If you want to, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Madina. If not, as long as we are pronouncing the letters, the words properly. Alam tara, alam tara. Any idea why we are not stretching the sound here? Alam tara. Can you tell me which rule or law is applying here? Alright, the Meem Sakin is there. Thereafter is a ta, and ta will be in which category? In this case, Izhar Shafawi. Because as we mentioned, besides the ba and the meem, if any other letter appears after a meem sakin, then a ghunna will not take place within that meem sakin. Right? Alam tara kuntum bihi. Kuntum bihi hum fiha, hum fiha walakum ma kasabtum, walakum ma kasabtum. Alright, here it's so simple. We can see the two memes there. The first meme is a sakin, followed by another meme, and therefore idgham shafawi is taking place, and ghunna is taking place. Kasabtum. Why are we bouncing this ba? Why are we stretching, or why are we echoing the sound of the ba? This ba is sakin, it has a jazm, and therefore it's huruf qalqala, and a slight bouncing or echoing sound must be therefore made.
وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَالْأَمْرُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ تَأْتِهِمْ بِآيَةٍ أَمْضَى.
Okay, here, simple as well. After the meme sakin, there's no ba, there's no other meme, and therefore izhar shafawi is taking place, and therefore no ghunna is taking place. Maud, we already know, is part of those seven huruf musta'aliyah that must always be pronounced with a full mouth, a thick tone. And therefore we are not saying amda, rather with a full mouth, ambo, ambo. آتيتكم من كتاب آتيتكم من كتاب. Sometimes for people, when they see long words like this or many letters put together, then they may panic or they may feel, how do I pronounce this? This is where the breaking it down into syllables comes into play. If you break it down and you spell each letter with its harakat, with its symbols and its signs, it will become so much easier. Look at this. Let me give you this example. We can see the Hamza, right? It has a vertical fatha. So we know we must pull up to the extent of one alif. Alright? Ta ya fatha tai. Why are we not pulling tai? Because look at the lesson letters of lean. When you have a ya sakin which has a fatha before it, this is a ya lean, and you will not pull. You will not elongate the sound. So we will say a tai. Ta dhamma tu. A tai tu. Kaf, Meem, Dhamma, Kum. Ataytukum, Meem, Noon, Kasra, Min. Ataytukum, Min. Why are we pulling here? Because as we just learned, Idgham Shafawi is taking place when there's a Meem Sakin followed by another Meem. That Meem Sakin, Ghunna will take place. Therefore we are pulling. Ataytukum min. Kaf kasra ki. Ataytukum min ki. Why are we doing ghunna over here? Because after the noon sakin, one of the 15 letters of ikhfa appears, and that is kaf. And therefore ghunna is taking place. Ta has a vertical fatha, and therefore we are pulling this ta. Ataytukum min kitab. Ba kasratain bin. Ba, each letter, keep the makhraj in mind, ba is pronounced on the wet part of the lips. Bin. Ataytukum min kitabin. It becomes much simpler for us. If you are facing difficulty, if you break it down, we spell each letter with the signs, with the symbols, we break down the syllables as well, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will be able to pronounce it much easier. Lam yalid. Lam yalid. Alright, dal has a sakin, a jazm. Dal is part of the huruf qalqala. And therefore we are echoing and bouncing that sound. After the meem sakin is a ya. So izhar shafawi is taking place, and therefore no ghunna is taking place. Lam yalid alaykum biwakilin. Alaykum biwakilin. Here as well, we can see that after meem sakin is ba, and therefore ikhfa shafawi is taking place, ghunna is taking place. We are not pulling alaykum, because ya sakin has a fatha before it, and therefore this is ya leen, and we will not pull the sound of that letter. And biwakilin, here we are pulling up to the extent of one alif, because this is a ya madda. That ya sakin, the ya which has a jazm, it has a kasrah before it, and therefore that the ya madda, and you will pull up to the extent of one alif.
عليكم بوكيل وأمطرنا وأمطرنا فهم مقمحون فهم مقمحون لكم دينكم لكم دينكم.
Can you tell me why we are not pulling the sound لكم and why we are saying دينكم? That's correct. After the meem sakin is a dal, and therefore izhar shafawi is taking place, no ghunna is taking place. Deenukum. Ya sakin has a kasra before it, so this becomes a ya madda, and therefore we will pull up to the extent of one alif.
Lakum deenukum. Tarmihim bihijaratin. ترميهم بحجارة ألم نشرح.
Alright, here the sheen, don't stretch the sound of the sheen. That will be incorrect. Don't say نشرح. In the normal معروف manner we should pronounce this letter.
ألم نشرح وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا.
Alright, as you can see, the qaf, which has the jazm, qaf is part of the huruf qalqala, and therefore we are bouncing or echoing the sound.
Laq, wa khalaq,
kha, also part of the huruf musta'aliyah, and therefore we must pronounce with a full mouth.
Wa kha is incorrect.
Wa kha, wa kha, wa khalaq,
naakum.
Be careful not to stretch the sound of the za.
Az, az.
No,
as. وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ أَمْ صَبَرْنَا أَمْ صَبَرْنَا.
Again, Mim Sakin is followed by a Sod, and therefore Izhar Shafawi is taking place, no Ghunna will take place. Sod is part of the Huruf Musta'aliyah, and therefore we must pronounce it with a thick tone, a full mouth.
أَمْ صَبَرْنَا.
Another thing, be careful. Try not to stretch the sound of the raw and say swabara, swabara, or swabarna. Stretching the sound may seem like we are adding a fatha.
Swabarna, swabarna, am swabarna, lahum min al husna. لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى.
Alright, here we are doing ghunna, because after meem sakin is a meem, we are doing ghunna. Always keep in mind the letters, the makharij of each letter. Keep in mind qareeb al-sawt, which means those letters which sound similar but are different. Look at this example.
لَهُمْ,
that ha. This ha, the makhraj is different, it has a heavier sound. And husna,
ha.
This ha,
The makhraj of it is from the center of the throat. It has a very thin sound. So, ha and ha. Always keep the qareeb sawt in mind, as well as the makharij of the letters in mind.
Lahum min al-husna. ذلكم قولكم ذلكم قولكم بعضكم ببعض بعضكم ببعض.
Keep in mind the makharij of Meem and Ba. Meem is pronounced from the dry part of the lips. Ba is pronounced from the wet part of the lips. Baad is part of the huruf musta'aliyah, and therefore must be pronounced with a thick tone, a full mouth as well. And here we can see after the Meem sakin is a Ba, and therefore ikhfa shafawi is taking place, so hunna must take place.
Ba'dukum bi ba'din. عليهم غضب عليهم غضب.
عين عين. We must put a little bit more emphasis on the عين itself. Its مخرج is from the center of the throat. عليهم. This يا ساكن is a يا لين, because before it is a فتحة. Therefore we will not say علي in the normal manner. Him we are not doing hunna, because after the meem sakin is a ghain, and therefore izhar shafawi is taking place. Ghada. We are not saying ghada. Ghada is incorrect. Ghada. Because ghain and bad, these two are also part of the huruf musta'aliyah, and therefore must always be pronounced with a thick tone, a full mouth.
عليهم غضب عليهم غضب.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we have come to the end of this episode, this lesson. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, lesson number 15 we have completed. But I humbly request you, a Madani request to you, that you please take out those 5 minutes, those 12 minutes of your time, individually or collectively, do revise these lessons, even previous lessons, previous laws as well. This will help us, inshallah, azza wa jal, to refresh our minds, our memories. Remember, with good intentions, associate yourselves, join this beautiful Madani movement of Dawat Islami. Dawat Islami is actively promoting the Quran and Sunnah all across the world in more than 100 departments. Therefore, you are also requested to join the Madani activities of Dawat Islami. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove our difficulties and make it easy for us to learn the correct pronunciations of the glorious Quran. Do join us next time on this wonderful silsila, Madani Qaida. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran. Ya Allah, make me proficient in reciting the Quran.